MoneyWeb now on The Money.
And lastly, my last speaker, welcome to you, Kasturi Naidu, director from AB Design and Development. Good morning and thanks for the early chat.
Good morning, Edition, and to your listeners, thanks for having me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly, and you can call me Adi, as the two before did. And let's jump straight into it. Why are ISO management standards, what are they and what is all this about and how can they benefit businesses?
Well, you can call me Kay. So for those listeners who don't know, ISO is the International Organization for Standardization. It's a non-government organization that facilitates trade and cooperation between nations and companies. Mm-hmm. They have approximately 170 member countries and 840 technical committees and subcommittees that bring together global experts who agree on the best ways to do things. So this collective knowledge and experience have birthed more than 25,000 standards.
Sure. Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, how's SA tracking to these 25,000 standards?
In SA, the SABS are the mandated custodians that adopt these national standards and technical specifications for products, process improvements, and of course, a plethora of business management practices, commonly known as management system standards.
So those SABS badges that we see on most goods, these are already being implemented, so you say?
Yes, yes, absolutely, for years. And the foundational one of them is the quality management, but they also speak to other areas like food safety, risk, environmental management, etc., each one of them focusing on specific elements of business excellence.
So this sounds great, but I'm sure the listeners out there want to know, how does this contribute or increase the bottom line, especially for those SMEs that are sitting and listening on the line today?
Yeah, good question. So let me put it to you this way. Major brands don't endorse their great performing athletes because it's a nice to have. They want to have their products and their brands associated with performance excellence. Mm. These standards cultivate the same effects, rendering brand credibility and product confidence for businesses. The bottom line is that research has proven that these have contributed between 2-4% of EBIT, and that level of earnings before interest and tax translates into a tangible return on investment.
Well, that sounds brilliant, and that's kind of what these standards should be looking to do. But I mean, why are they not adopted more widely in business?
Big or small businesses, the greatest challenge, unfortunately, is access to and availability of experts and resources to achieve goals and maintain well-functioning systems.
Oh, so the reason these systems, you say, are not being implemented is a lack of available, better word, equity?
It's a combination of a lack of awareness partnered with a lack of equity. Okay. And remember, equity comes in many forms, financial and human resources. Mm-hmm. More so from a technical and leadership perspective. So you see, it still takes a strategic decision by business leaders to adopt these standards into their organizations and to see the cost-to-benefit ratio. So to achieve and maintain certification costs.
Okay, but I mean, you said strategic benefits and certification. Just clarify for the listeners what you mean by certification.
Sure. So certification is an audit and attestation by an independent party that a company's implemented systems has the capability to meet the relevant standard, and this then facilitates market confidence in that company's level of excellence.
Okay. So can you shed a bit more light on the players? If it's creating all this wonderful confidence, and I mean, as you said, it's there to create a level of excellence. Can you shed some light on the market players you spoke about?
Sure. You see, it's typically a tail wagging the dog kind of situation where customers mandate their suppliers to carry in the necessary certification in order to continue doing business with them. So it's also a supply chain benefit. Retailers play a huge space in role in this space. Mm-hmm. So they will not accept certain products, and if SMEs don't carry relevant certification, for example.
Okay.
Yeah, so unfortunately, that's the way things go. However, now, corporate shift is toward ESG compliance.
Well, ESG is a hot topic on its own. I mean, for those that don't know, can you just explain what it means? Because it's spoken about so loosely. And I mean, there's currently, I know from the finance sector, there's ESG structured notes, etc. So ESG, there's a big shift towards it. Can you just touch on it a bit?
Absolutely. So ESG focuses on managing business impacts on environmental, social, and government elements to support the UN's initiative to address global challenges by contributing to the 17 Sustainability Development Goals. In SA, we've been slow to respond, but in Europe, for example, legislature is actually mandating that big businesses especially move toward being at least a bearable contributor or achieve an equitable rating. But the ultimate is to be a sustainable contributor by 2030. And there are various ISO standards that help achieve these goals. And that's where we come in. We assist them to re-strategize, to implement these, and monitor these ESG initiatives.
So who's the we you speak about, JK?
Okay, so that's AV Design and Development, Adi. Our conformity assessment expertise, coupled with our channel partners, implement systems. We train staff and we monitor these systems to streamline, innovate, and upscale internal operations, improve governance, and to improve customer experience, exactly what your previous speaker was talking about, SMEs and blue chip companies alike.
Oh, well then, Kate, thanks so much for a look under the hood. It sounds like a lot is happening in the space and for many reasons, as you just mentioned. But for listeners out there who want to get in touch with AB, how exactly can they do so?
Sure. So AB Design and Development, you can find all our information on our website, www.abdesigndev.co.za. So it's AB Design DEV, all one word, no space.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks again for the opportunity, Avi. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Kay, and have a lovely day further.